Blake Show on Coast 93.1. Real. Funny.
Woohooing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tuesday. It's one day closer to Friday.
Yay.
Yay. Good morning. Thank you for being a part of the 5 o'clock club. That's the first hour of the show with us, nice and early. And now, a baby. Ready? Good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Now, a baby in audio form demonstrates our emotions of 2020.
What is it? What is it? What?
I don't know whether to laugh or to cry.
Oh, baby. Oh, little munchkin.
Doesn't that demonstrate 2020? It's like, okay, things are fine. Things are fine. Oh, things are not fine. Things are not fine. Okay, things are fine. Things are fine. Oh, no, things are not fine.
Yes.
I just turned on the TV and I saw 14 more election ads.
Oh, good Lord.
Things are not fine.
Oh. And the texts.
Oh, the texts are terrible. Last night.
Yes.
Last night during dinner.
Right?
Like 4 or 5 just during dinner alone.
I know.
Stop. And by the way, my name isn't Rebecca.
Oh, right.
Someone thinks I'm Rebecca.
Oh, well, Rebecca keeps messaging me. I'm like, ugh.
I keep telling her, no, I'm not Rebecca. I was called Glenn.
Oh.
Not Glenn.
Glenn.
And then I feel like you type stop, and it doesn't do anything.
No, I know.
Right?
Then you're just responding, so then they want to talk more.
Yeah, sometimes I get frustrated, and I go, I do not wish to be on this list.
Yeah.
You're convincing me not to vote.
Right. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But no, I actually had someone come to the house,
really?
Yeah, like, I just feel bad for these people going from door to door.
I admire that because it's, you know,
But I feel bad. Like, what are they getting on the other end? So then I try to be overly nice.
Oh, people have, like, threatened them. And,
yes.
Yeah. Was it for a particular candidate or just?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was for Gideon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're facing a lot of, yeah.
Yeah. So, and he was a young kid.
Yeah, well, of course.
And I was like, oh.
I know.
I feel so bad.
Go away.
But I was like, I already voted. Yeah. So there's nothing you can do. Like, you,
by the way,
yeah.
Rebecca's not here, kid. Rebecca's not here.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get texts from Texas because I lived there for only 2 years, years ago now.
Wow.
And I get texts from Texas about the election. And I'm like, I do not live there. And I keep saying, oh, sorry, we'll remove you from our list. And then I get it again. I'm like, how does this even happen?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. I saw a funny thing, you know, and voting is really important. I mean, like, I don't mean to diminish the importance of this election.
No.
Because I think it is, in our lifetime, one of the more consequential elections.
Sure.
In many ways, not just for president, but for our state and for the economy and for who we are as people. I think that this election is about who we are, you know, and who we want to be. No matter what side you're on, I think that's what it's about. You know?
Yeah.
And who we will be in the future with the Supreme Court and other courts and the economics of this pandemic and how we, consider science and everything. Like, there's a lot at stake in this election. So it's really important that people vote. It's just that it's clearly we're not the only ones who think that.
We are not.
It's just a little much. But a lot of people have already voted. Early voting is open, so you can go do that. If you can't do the absentee thing, you know, you are coming down to the wire on that. So, you got to get that wrapped up. But there's, early voting available in many places. And I saw a thing that said 3% of people would do romantic bribes to get other people to vote. So, So what does that mean? Does that mean... Does that mean, like,
well, I know
you
that
say
will.
You're going to get some this week if you vote?
Go, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine being married to someone or dating someone that didn't vote. I mean.
Right.
But yeah, so if I
but
had
But would you use say, if Jay was like, you know what, I'm not really, I don't really care.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And do you withhold or do you use it as a reward?
No, since I withhold all the time, I would have to use it as a reward. Yeah, and only if he voted for who I voted for, if that's what our situation was. Listen, I'm not giving it up if I'm not getting something out of it, right?
Yeah, it doesn't say what romantic bribe means.
Well, I'm sure us ladies can figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the number one bribe tactic.
Women use sex for...
everything.
Yes, way more than men.
Yeah.
Men just want it.
Yes.
Women
they don't
use
care.
It. Women use it as a bargaining chip.
For sure.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, the older I get, the more I realize, like, literally men just want it. They don't care. Women, we are much more of pains in the tuchus.
Well, I think it's you've realized the power.
We've realized the power, and I think we feel differently about it. Like, sometimes we just want it, sure. But
when was the last time?
Well, after a case of Truly's, hold me back.
Do you mean, no, literally hold me back. I might fall over.
Right. Exactly.
Hold me back. I might fall over. You're a kid, Jay.
Tonight's your night, big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get that absentee ballot and make some magic.
I got a pen. Let's go.
I'll take off one layer of clothing for everything you rank on there.
Yeah, good one.
Let's go. Do that.
Yeah. Oh,
you messed up the ballot. I guess tonight's not your night. We got already another one.